There is a photograph of American John Walker on the Newsweek website, looking not at all like a typical 20-year-old from Northern California. He's wearing a tunic. He's barefooted, very dirty, peeking out from behind a mass of matted hair with a look of great hatred, or possibly great fear on his face. A photographer snapped the picture in Afghanistan. The word treason has been used in the same sentence with John Walker's name ever since we learned he fought with the Taliban. There's debate over whether his activities would be treasonous under the law. But treason isn't the only charge that's possible in these situations. There's another statute on the books titled Enlistment in Foreign Service, making it a crime for any American to enlist with a foreign military group. And the Taliban appears covered. In the language of the statute, an American cannot join in the service of any prince, state, colony, district, or people as a soldier. There's a question whether Walker would be covered, depending on the facts. At least one court decided that nothing in the statute prohibits individual Americans from leaving the U.S. to join some military group, just as long as they don't enlist on U.S. soil. It's a crime that's been around for a long time, since 1794, in fact. That's when Congress first made the idea law, under the administration of Washington, as one court put it, to prevent entanglements between this government and foreign powers liable to lead us into serious complications. And in 1819, the Supreme Court decided a case with the statute at issue when a Venezuelan sailing ship docked at New Orleans with a crew of about 20. When it set sail again, the crew numbered 60. Yes, the court decided, the statute applied. Likely those 40 men had signed up to help a foreign power within the United States. All decisions arising under the statute are older, from the 1800s to the early 1900s. There's a prickly opinion from the Attorney General from 1850, for example, telling foreign nations they had no right to meddle here with this particular law, that it's a domestic matter only and of no international concern. One of the two most recent opinions is from 1918, and coincidentally from a United States trial court in California. We don't know much about the particular facts of the case, only that a man asked to become a United States citizen, but had previously pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge in violation of the statute, attempting to enlist others in the service of a foreign king. The trial court refused to let the man become a citizen, even though he'd been pardoned for the crime, because in the court's eyes, he had not behaved like a person who had the happiness of the United States at heart. The statute might apply to John Walker, depending on the facts and a court's interpretation, but the penalties likely won't leave him quaking, a fine of some sort, and up to 3 years in prison. And from the looks of things in that picture, he's faced much worse in his trip from California to Afghanistan. I'm Amy Guida.